How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
My desire to have this show simulcast somewhere on the internet, on TV, because I think people need to watch Brian do this show. And that was an example of it. Mike says that, and there's that. You can hear the little kind of evil laugh, but you got to see the grin on
evil.
Brian. I mean, there's a little.
That wasn't evil.
No.
I mean, it's mischievous.
Yeah.
I'd
go with that, but not evil.
You're thinking.
I'm thinking
about things you should say. You could say to Mike in that instance. Yeah, all right.
But
so let's go with mischievous.
Mischievous.
There's a matching grin that goes with the giggle, and I think people would appreciate seeing it on top of just hearing it.
Okay, I'm down with that.
All right, good.
I dig it. Make it happen.
You may have heard that Colin Kaepernick has still not found employment in the National Football League for a number of reasons.
Oh, there are?
I mean, yeah, I think that there are. You know, Giants owner John Maris said locally here in New York yesterday on the radio that he thinks Colin will be on a team by week one. Who knows? He did say also as well that he's not being blackballed, that owners didn't get together and decide not to sign Colin Kaepernick.
They didn't have to. They didn't have to. Collusion didn't have to take place.
That's where I was going. Now, yeah. I would probably agree that they did not have a G-chat session and go, let's not sign this young
they
man.
They had a TED talk, right?
Yeah, but I think it was assumed that they're just not going to do it. And as you pointed out, and I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but a lot of these men fall in line with folks that have spoken very harshly against Colin Kaepernick. They share some of the views, and not wrong views, the view that you should never disrespect the flag and soldiers, or going even farther than that. I'm not surprised that the backlash has been the backlash from certain areas.
Well,
but
it was an affront to the soldiers. He didn't say anything about soldiers.
Right. Sure.
And matter of fact, a large portion of soldiers have had his back on this issue.
Yeah.
And it's contradictory to say, well, they're fighting for your freedom to protest and this and that. And yet when you use that freedom, you're looked upon as a pariah.
Now, there is, because Colin Kaepernick remains unsigned, there is a rally planned.
But there is a rally.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to also go back to something Mr. Meyer said about Colin Kaepernick and whether or not he's willing to sit as a backup behind a starter. He's done that. I'm sure that's not an issue. And once again, everyone, they aspire to be a backup and not the starter. I'm sure if it's the right situation, he would be open to that. And the other. I didn't have a problem with that, but I did have a problem with Mr. Myers saying, what's he going to do with your locker room, your quarterback room, with your offensive room?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is he going to get together with the brothers on the team after the practice? Hey, yo, come on, we're going to have a rally over here in my house, and we're going to protest. What does that suggest? I don't get what are you afraid of, that there are not others in that locker room, or there are others in that locker room that believe as he believes, and yet they didn't protest in the manner in which he saw fit to protest. That bothered me somewhat, those comments. What do you think he's going to do? He's going to turn your locker room upside down? Those were some of the bogus reports out there, and it turns out that he was a great teammate. None of his former teammates have come out and stated that he was a cancer in the locker room, if you will.
Not even a cancer. There's no evidence. And if I've missed it, you can correct me. You can tweet at us. You can call us at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. There's no evidence that he walked around the Niner locker room. He didn't ask anybody to kneel with him. He wasn't handing out pamphlets. He wasn't giving sermons. He wasn't giving lectures on the evils of America and this and that. I mean, the idea that he was like a Black Panther walking through there, throwing his fist in the air and trying to like rile up protests, I mean, is that didn't happen.
And that shouldn't scare him either. If there's injustice going on, we should protest it.
Right. But again, it's not a value judgment of his argument. It's just the facts that he did his thing. He did it. And he did it for games before. We didn't catch him the first time he did it. It took us a while for somebody to notice it and to post it and for everybody else to figure out about it. So it wasn't like he was in there stirring the pot over and over again. And what I also don't understand is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, my assumption is when you're in a locker room, whatever sport it is, you know that there are bad guys in your locker room. Like, you know that there are dudes that cheat on their wife. You know that there are dudes that are probably racist, that are homophobic, that maybe are anti-Semitic. You know these things about these guys, and you just deal. You just ignore it, and you play football. And as it goes back to the cliche where the real issue becomes when guys mess things up on the field, and that wasn't the case with Kaepernick. And even if you strongly disagree with what he did, doesn't it just fall in the line with the other stuff that you ignore from guys and teammates because that's just what you have to do?
And this is unique to the New York Giants considering what they dealt with last year with their place kicker. And yet they just saw a need to sign a guy who's embroiled in a domestic abuse situation. And how many letters did he get on that? And did that force him not to sign a particular player?
I mean, not even that. Brian, they went really far to dismiss that and to downplay it. I mean, their instinct was to do nothing negative to Josh Brown. I mean, Ben McAdoo was up there talking like it wasn't a big deal. And now this guy, and McAdoo spoke about Kaepernick last year after not talking about Josh Brown. So yeah, the Giants are it's a weird spot for the Giants to be involved in this in any way because they have not shown the greatest bit of morality recently either.
At least I think they spelled his name right, though. They spelled it correctly.
Yeah, so there's a handful of groups. Now, the headline is Spike Lee Rally. Spike Lee's not organizing or hosting this rally on the 23rd in support of Kaepernick outside NFL headquarters. He's involved with it. I wrote it down somewhere, and I can't.
Well, he
find
said he tweeted out,
"I
did not organize and set up this protest. However, I still support my brother and his stance on the injustices in the USA."
Yeah, but I'm trying to find the two groups who were behind this who left out the E, the first E in
they
Kaepernick
don't want to be found
on the announcement.
Not that it's an easy name to spell, but yeah, if you're going to have a rally and you want to promote it, you might want to involve spell check. How about that?
Yeah, and I get it.
Or maybe even spell check can spell Kaepernick, so maybe that's not the route to go. How about you make sure you have the name spelled correctly? It's out there. You can find it a lot of different places.
And I get it. We call him Cap, so you think it's Kaepernick, but there's an it's A-E-P, and we don't call him Cape, so
they
I get it.
They omitted the first E. Yeah.
Yes. It's the Justice League NYC and the Empowerment Movement are the ones who are organizing this and misspelling names. It's going to be the second protest outside NFL headquarters over this. And I get it, it's a central location, but I don't know that the league office is the place to be doing this. But, you go there, you're on the front steps, and a camera will show up, and there you go.
Right, but you go to the league office, and that's the head of the snake. So you go there, and that will attract more eyeballs. But the league office can't now force its members to sign a particular player. There's no way they can wield that type of power upon an organization which is privately owned, even though you're involved in a larger group. But that's your team. You do with it what you see fit within the rules. And Roger Goodell and no one else in that league office can now apply pressure to you to sign any particular player.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's jump back on the phone lines. Tom is in Flint, Michigan, and now he's on CBS Sports Radio. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man. Well. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, first of all, I had two things. I want to get it real quick, then I'll get right off. First of all, since I was a little child, I was always told that America was a place where you could come and you could speak your voice, and you wouldn't necessarily be criticized as long as you did it respectfully. And I think Colin Kaepernick did it respectfully. I don't think he was protesting the flag. He was protesting the things that were going on in this country at the time that he felt were not things that should be covered up. Secondly, he's not. Secondly, if he was a top tier, top five guy quarterback that was retired, like Cutler, maybe, who isn't a top five guy, nobody would be saying a thing about him. The owners would jump on him in a minute because the owners are hypocrites and they only care about making that money, and this whole thing about, you know, players being loved and all that other crap goes right out the window. Ray Lewis, I have no use for Ray Lewis. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm angry now because Kaepernick should be playing. He should really be playing, and only really not playing is because of people's prejudices, and people think they're better. They, oh, the flag is so holy, holy, holy. The flag is not holy. It's a representation of what this country stood for, and a lot of people aren't doing that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tom, and well said, that last point. It's a representation of this country and what this country has stood for, and as I said when we first embarked on this conversation last season, to certain people, especially people of color, that flag represents different things. And that's just it. If you know the history of this country, you would understand that. If you don't want to know the history of this country, you want to be stuck in your little box in your own little world, you will not understand that double meaning.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Thanks again, Tom, for the call. We appreciate it. Of course, you can tweet us your thoughts as well, at Gio and Jones on Twitter. There was a report yesterday. This is the Daily Caller is not a new thing. Tucker Carlson began it, I think, in 2010 or 2011. It was new to me in terms of breaking sports news yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they reported that Kaepernick has turned down at least one offer for the veterans minimum, which at his point in his career, because it's based on service time, I think is $950,000. And the mm-hmm. deal would have been, you know, to be somebody's backup.
Right.
And nobody knows if that's true or not. Some people who break news in the NFL say that no team has even gotten close to actually discussing contracts with Kaepernick because they're not interested. Even the Seahawks, who brought him in, never got to a point of talking about money. And Pete Carroll said that they, you know, you guys discussed this on the show. It was almost like Pete Carroll saying, I didn't want to spook Russell Wilson by putting Colin Kaepernick behind him. So I didn't bring Colin Kaepernick in.
He didn't want He didn't want what happened to Bateman and Barnett at Alabama to happen to Russell Wilson. Right.
So, you know, the Ravens, obviously, most recently, as far as we know, never got that far. But even if Colin Kaepernick did say no to a team, he does not have to accept any job. And turning right. down an offer that didn't make sense for him to take does not disqualify or end this conversation. He right. can't. He's not supposed. If your argument is that he should just take any job, that's also nonsense.
Right.
Because he's got to at some point also look out for him, whether it's financial or playing time. He's not the only quarterback who's sitting and waiting for a better opportunity. Both things can exist at
right.
the same time.
Is it the right fit for me and my abilities? And so you select and you don't settle in some way. Argue well in this situation. He should be settling because he's not going to have that many suitors. And I understand that. But, you know, Tucker Carlson, he and those of his ilk were the same ones that were dismissing his stance as something that was purely selfish. And here's a guy who's a backup and is trying to get attention thrown his way. And that's the only reason he's kneeling. So I take what he says with a grain of salt.
Back on the phone lines we go. JD is in California. JD, welcome to CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. What's up?
Hey, the only thing I got to say is, I've done two tours in Iraq. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, disabled, actually. And the only thing that I get mad at, and I'm a longtime 49ers fan, actually, all my life, and I get mad at the fact that he kneeled during the national anthem. I know, Jones, you were saying that you see a lot of veterans that are for him, but not really, not in my circle and not in the people that I've kept in contact with. And no one talks about how Kaepernick isn't that good anymore. What do you guys think?
16-4 was not good. First of all, thank you for your service. 16
yes,
touchdowns, 4 interceptions on a bad football team, devoid of talent, and he's not that good. So the whole problem was Colin Kaepernick. He wasn't protesting the national anthem. He wasn't protesting the flag. He's protesting a system of injustices. Why can't those in your circle understand that? It wasn't a protest against the national anthem. Did he use the playing of the national anthem as a way to shine a light on the injustices? Yes. But he wasn't protesting the military. He wasn't protesting the national anthem, the flag. He was protesting injustices in this country.
Well, I also think that JD and his fellow soldiers, they're allowed to disagree with what he did. They don't have to like that. That's fine. We don't have to agree that it was the right thing to do. I don't have a problem with it. I see the point of it from his perspective. I see JD's perspective. I see your perspective. I'm not going to tell somebody that they're wrong if they were offended by that. That's fine. I think where you start to get wrong is where you condemn him to never playing football again, and you make this a more significant sin than like an actual crime,
right?
That somebody beat his girl or did something worse to her or drunk drove. I mean, on the list of bad things that you can do, this is not on the list.
Doesn't even rise to that level.
And you were holding it against him as if it's something that he can never be forgiven for. And that, to me, is where you can go astray.
And JD, and he put his life on the line for this country, two tours and of duty there in Iraq, and he fought for freedom. Well, this guy exercised his freedom. And you can't sit there and now parse what is considered the right way to protest, the wrong way to protest, what is considered the right way to exercise your freedom, what is the wrong way to exercise your freedom. We can't, it can't be that way. Either you have freedom to do something, and this doesn't rise to the level. Anything you just mentioned, crimes, misdemeanors, anything like that. But yet, this is an affront to our military. That's bogus, in my point. And there are tons of folks in military, in my family, that have been in the military that have had no problem and didn't see this as a knock on our military.
Right, and I think that's the point that I've tried to make when I bring that up, is that there is not universal condemnation from the military community of Colin Kaepernick. I don't know what the percentage is, whether it's 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, whatever it is, but there are a lot. I've seen many, and you've seen them too, who have said, I fought for his right to do that. So the idea that nobody likes it and that it was unquestionably offensive to the military is not true either. There's no extremes here. There's a lot of room to go back and forth on this. And still, while we do that, to me, we should all agree that he should play football again. And if teams are not signing him because of that, when they put on their roster convicted and or accused criminals, it's just not going to jive. It shouldn't make sense to any of us. And if you're a Raven fan, to go back to the most recent example, and you're okay with Ray Lewis, and you're okay with Ray Rice, and you're okay with Dante Stallworth, and you're not okay with Colin Kaepernick, then you're wrong. That's where I can say you're wrong. Because if you didn't hold those real things against those men, but you're fabricating the angst to this level where this guy can't be on your team, then something's wrong in your head.
And lastly, once again, what's the right way to protest? He did a nonviolent protest. What's the right way? If that's wrong, what's the right way?
Phones are busy. We'll get right back to you guys in just a second, plus a CeeLo update as we come back on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Friday.
We should do a top 10 list at some point this morning.
I missed one of those national days because it seems like every day is a national something.
True.
It was National Underwear Day. Really? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it was National Underwear Day.
Do you wear any?
I don't own any.
Oh, well, no. That answers
so,
that.
Yeah, that answers your question, yeah.
So thanks for that.
Cut out the middleman.
National Cat Day yesterday. International.
He would know that.
International Cat
Day. Well, let's run away from this one. This one is dangerous.
CeeLo
has your update.
What's that thing? Underwear Cat.
CeeLo has your update.
All right, last time out for Chris Sale, the Boston ace was tagged for his season high 7 runs and a loss to the Indians. Back to his usual ways Tuesday in Tampa.
The 0-2. Strike 3 call. Fastball over the inside corner. Strikeout number 13 for Sale on his 112th pitch. So, through 8 innings, Chris Sale has blanked the Rays.
Joe Castiglione, Red Sox Radio Network. 2-hit ball from Sale to pick up his 14th win of the season. Boston shut out Tampa Bay 2-0, and their first-place lead over the Yankees now stands at 4 as the Yanks lost to the Blue Jays 4-2. Josh Donaldson, couple of two-run homers for Toronto. Yanks have dropped 5 of 7, 6 of their last 9. Manager Joe Girardi not getting much from his young sluggers Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez these days.
These are our guys, and they got to get it done. and we'll keep going to them, and they got to get it done.
As Brian correctly said last hour, 25 straight games with a strikeout for Judge. That's a franchise record. He's K'd 42 35. Times total during that streak, the most in baseball. CC Sabathia left this start after three innings with pain in his surgically repaired right knee. Meantime, in Cleveland, Corey Kluber allowed a first-inning homer to Charlie Blackmon. Nothing the rest of the way, went the distance, and his offense finally rewarded him with four runs in the bottom of the ninth. Yan Gomes, walk-off three-run homer as Terry Francona's club beat the Rockies 4-1.
First couple hitters, the game home run single, and then nothing. It's fun to watch. It'd be nice to score some runs so you could really enjoy it. And you spend 2.5 hours being grumpy, and then you win.
Kluber struck out 11, improves to 10-3. The Rockies in defeat lost the top wild card spot in the NL, leapfrogged by the Diamondbacks, who beat the Dodgers 6-3. Jake Lamb homered twice, drove in 5 for Arizona. It's the first loss for the Dodgers to a team other than the Braves since July 2nd. Elsewhere, Marlins dumped the Nationals 7-3. Giancarlo Stanton reaches a new career high, home run number 38.
Cool, keep it there. We'll worry about that when season's over for me. I still got time to go. Don't want to stop it at that, but for me, it's really cool to have that and have so much time to advance on it.
Also leading the majors in the home run category right now, Giants double up the Cubs 6-3. The Twins handle the Brewers 11-4. Milwaukee remains a game and a half behind Chicago atop the NL Central. The Cardinals are within 2.5 after beating up on the Royals 10-3. Kansas City, the Rays, and the Mariners in a virtual tie for the second AL wild card spot as Seattle topped the A's 7-6. NFL news, Cam Newton will not play in tonight's preseason game between the Panthers and the Texans. Carolina being cautious with Newton as he returns from shoulder surgery. Another Cowboys defensive lineman goes down. Tyrone Crawford carted off the field last night. Right ankle injury suffered, chasing down Ezekiel Elliott. And Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis absent from Tuesday's practice due to what the team is calling a minor health issue, reportedly dealing with a blood clot in his ankle. PGA Championship begins tomorrow from Quail Hollow. Fast forward to the 2019 installment of the tournament from New York's Bethpage Black, and it'll be moved to the month of May for the first time in 70 years. It'll be set to take place between the Masters and the U.S. Open.
Nice curveball from Tyrone Crawford. You hear Cowboy defensive lineman off the field, you think suspension, but no, it's an injury. So good job by him changing expectations. And no, on a serious note, did not look good. There was a moment of freaking out in Oxnard yesterday, but I guess he's okay and for the most part, so good for him.
That position and secondary are the last places they need to take hits.
Yes. Right back to those phone lines. We go 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. That's the correct string of digits. Here's Dave in Texas. Dave, thanks for holding. Welcome to CBS Sports Radio. You're almost on the air. Hold on. Why is this not working?
There
we go.
It out,
there
man.
You go. How many times have they hit it for it to work? What's going on, Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm all for, you know, freedom of speech and protest, but whenever, if I were to go to my place of employment and use that as a place to protest, I will be fired. And I think that's same for most people. There's a time to do things, but your place of employment while you're getting paid on the clock is not the time to be mounting a protest.
So you're getting paid, but the game hasn't started. Your employment hasn't technically started. There's some pomp and circumstance prior to a game commencing, and you choose to engage in that particular activity in the manner you see fit, so you would be fired for that, even though you're technically your work hasn't commenced.
Well, I mean, your work commences the day with the time you get there and you begin warming up. That's all part of the process. Now, what if I'm a white kicker and I decide to put up the Hitler salute? Is that okay?
Well, no, because Dave, that's not even close to this.
What's that
have
to do
thing?
With someone pointing out injustices? That would be an injustice.
Well, but if the NFL allows all the players to do whatever they want, this thing would just snowball out of control to where there'd be people that would be offended no matter what side you're on. at every turn of the corner.
I don't think there's a slippery slope here. I disagree. If you're pointing out injustice, you're pointing out injustice. And your argument is the same argument we heard back in 68 when Tommy Smith and John Carlos had the fist in the air at the 68 Olympics. It's the same excuse. There's a time and a place for this. This is not the time. Well, when is the time and the place? There's a reason why the national anthem is sung at sporting events, because that's the right time and place, because you have the massive – that the masses have congregated in one area, so that's the best place for us to really showcase your patriotism and your love of country. So why is it not the best place to showcase our protests and injustices in our country?
So, I mean, let's go through Dave's example here for just a second, because it's not even like Colin Kaepernick was delaying the football game to do his protest. It wasn't like he was like, oh, I can't take the first snap yet because I gotta do this. It was on a sideline during a point where the game was actually stopped, so he was not affecting the game in any way. And to be honest, if the Niners – why can't I think of the Niners owner's name? If Jed York was so offended by what Colin Kaepernick did, whether or not I agreed with his level of offense, if he said, you know what, I don't want to employ Colin Kaepernick anymore, and they caught him and said it's because of that, I would defend Jed York's right to employ whomever he wants to employ. And if that was the reason why he wanted to get rid of them, whatever. We would have had an argument about that, and we would have moved on. But again, we're at a point now where maybe the almost multiple teams now have decided this guy's not worthy of employment because of that. And that's what I can't ever accept. I can't. So, fine. You didn't want him anymore in San Francisco because of that. We'll have our issues with that. We move on. But if there's 8-9 teams now deciding that this guy, we can't have him, that's what I can't ever be okay with.
Yeah, if you go and you do the Third Reich salute, of course.
I mean, that's not a fair comparison in any way.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close to being a fair comparison. While there may be some in the locker room that are in lockstep with that ideology. If you go to your work, your place of employment, Dave, and you voice concern to your bosses or what have you, you're telling me they're going to fire you right there on the spot because you or would like to identify or shine a light on an injustice that's taking place in your community? I probably wouldn't want to work at that place.
There's also that, too. Here's Kyle in Oregon. Kyle, welcome to CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for holding. We appreciate it.
Hey, what's up, guys? So basically, I just want to put in my little 2 cents. I'm an ex-Navy vet. I totally have no problem with Colin Kaepernick, like, kneeing. Just because, like, I have some Jehovah's Witness friends that don't believe in technically pledging allegiance to something outside of their religion. So I totally get that. That's fine. Do you. Not affecting anyone. But the real issue I have is the anti-police thing. It's like you're going to wear those socks, and I mean, it's crazy because there's bad apples in every single group ever. Like Michael Vick for football, did everyone just stop hating, or did they just stop liking football because Michael Vick was acting a fool, or anybody else acting a fool? No, but it's like, so as soon as Colin Kaepernick's car, or God forbid, someone in his family gets raped or hurt, who's he going to go to? He's going to go to the cops, and he's going to ask for help. So I cannot stand these police tapes.
Yeah, Kyle, I mean, you make a good point on the fact that there are bad people in every line of work. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And I've had the Castro shirt has been an issue. The socks were probably, I don't know, unnecessary.
Definitely unnecessary, but... And I'm in agreement with Kyle there. Yeah, the socks were definitely unnecessary, and they drew away from his honest protest. They were a distraction from that honest protest. That was going too far, and I don't think anyone agreed with that. Even those of us who agree with what he's protesting. That was a bridge too far, generalizing, and is he anti-police? I don't believe he's anti-police. I'm not anti-police. I am anti-police brutality. That doesn't mean that I...
He's anti-bad police.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I generalize and put everyone in the same bucket, something that has happened and still occurs, unfortunately, to people of color. Just because you have one that's bad doesn't mean all of us are bad. So I'm with you to a certain extent, Kyle. The Sox, that was wrong. That was a bad look on his part. Distracted from his overall message. He should not have done it. We've discussed the T-shirt and how, you can look at Castro in one light and not appreciate the dictatorial existence that he had there in Cuba. But you can also, if you dig deep enough in history, and see that he fought for freedom for others across this globe, particularly in South Africa, under the another harsh regime and system of apartheid. So, we can't. There's duality in all of us, and none of us are 100%, perfect. None of us are perfect, and we understand that, and we choose to pick and choose what we want to remember about certain leaders, and we omit other things. That's the problem. But you're right. The Sox, that was wrong on his part, and I think that was brought to his attention, and you never saw those Sox again.
But he did. Was it him that said something recently, too, about modern-day slave patrol? The police are certainly part of the problem here in his mind. But again, it's about bad police. And we keep ending up, whether it's telling Josh Rosen to shut up or Colin Kaepernick to shut up, we keep getting in this space where we can't have uncomfortable conversations. And you make certain people make the assumption that if I'm talking about bad police, I'm talking about all police, but I'm not. And the fact is, the police should be, when you're a cop or you're a soldier or you're a fireman, when you take on this very noble job and a job that we need, you also put yourself in a spot, and this is probably true of athletes to a certain extent, you put yourself in a spot where you now need to be, you're held to a different regard, a different standard. And to talk about cops doing a bad job, the entire Baltimore Police Department is under basically government supervision right now because of all of the issues that they've had. There's a long-running story in Atlanta about what appears to be on video, cops planting evidence, putting drugs back in a car or in an alley that they wanted to find, didn't. And they turned off their body cams, turned them back on. There's like a 30-second delay in the body cam, so they timed it. Like, there are people who do this job incorrectly, and they shouldn't. And we should address it and fix it because for the good of the real cops, because they shouldn't be besmirched by these guys doing a horrible job. So for Colin, and again, at times the message and the mode of the message has been wrong, but the debate is real. And the debate is nowhere close to being done or figured out. And the problem hasn't been solved yet either.
Unfortunately, that's right. The debate is not anywhere close to being resolved. And the issue is not close to being resolved when we deflect with all these other things. Oh, it's an affront to our military. No, it's not. It wasn't protesting the military. It wasn't protesting the flag. And he shouldn't generalize about all police officers. And I've done it from day one. When we broach this topic and go through a number of names in my phone right now of law enforcement, from FBI to local police to those who were in the CIA, those who have been Secret Service. So, no, this is not anti-police. It is anti-police brutality. If you're not in that number, you have nothing to worry about.
I don't know about you, but I could use some Cavassier.
No, I take some Sean Pipple.
Whatever that is, pour yourself some of it. Todd Bowles, angry. Todd Bowles.
Even when he's angry,
in a velvet chair and a smoking jacket. On Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Guns N' Roses are coming to a town near you. Listen to Tiki and Tierney for your chance to win tickets exclusively on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
I got a full like head bob hand roll thing there to start talking.
So does he want to jettison you to the convenience store as well?
Yes. I'm boring. To the convenience store I go.
Let's go.
We're back on Gio and Jones. Brian Jones, Andrew Bogushin for Gio. The salmon-colored Bisseglia and Bilotti today through the glass. And here is, to break the Kaepernick tension, one Todd Bowles, one of the Geo and Jones favorites.
Ooh, it's a lady.
He is currently the head coach of the New York Jets, who are inching towards what most people think will be a historically horrible season. The only person outside Jet headquarters with any optimism about this season is the man sitting to my right.
I have no optimism. I've reported what they said. Why do y'all keep pinning that on me?
Because you believe
them. You're like the listeners, some of these listeners out there. Hear what they want to hear. I told you what I'm hearing from the Jets coaches.
We're not going to suck.
Good Lord.
You asked Eric Coleman yesterday if they're going to win eight games. Eric couldn't have been nicer. Like, I don't think they're going to win eight games. Right. What do I have to do? Oh, I have to take the Mike Trout treatment if they win eight games.
That's right.
That's right. That's the
now I'm pulling
safest
for them.
Bet ever.
I am pulling for them so we can tar and feather you.
So, as we mentioned, I think with Eric yesterday, Sheldon Richardson continues to go back and forth, or at least try to go back and forth with Brandon Marshall about what Marshall was as a bad teammate last year with the Jets, and now he's with the Giants. And our good friend, Coach Bowles, has finally had enough.
My thoughts on it, they know how I feel. We've addressed it. I really don't have time for a bunch of BS that happened a year ago. We had 6 months to talk about it. All that he's been well informed of that, and we move on from there.
To harp on it too much more, but are you at all concerned with Sheldon's maturity, that he continues to talk about it? Not necessarily the incident, but just Sheldon's maturity presently.
I'm going to repeat this answer one more time. I don't have time for BS. Can we move on? You're going to get that answer probably the next 30 times you ask it, so we can move on, or the interview can be over. Either one is fine with me.
Pour one out for Sheldon.
Even when he's angry, he's reserved and cool and calm.
Tame the wild card mode with a whisper.
Hey, Sheldon.
Shut up. Sheldon is not one of his favorite players.
No. I feel like, too, maybe it's just in my head, there's a little Darwin in that voice now to me all of a sudden, like a little high-pitchedness to it. Darwin on TV was much nerdier.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles is cool and prepubescent at times. Darwin was just straight nerd. We ain't got time for BS.
Yeah, exactly. And he's correct. Everyone's already lambasting your team, your nondescript team, and Sheldon Richardson will not let this rift go between he and a former Jet.
Dude,
get over it. That was last year. And what about all the things you've done that were detrimental to the team? Being suspended, being arrested for this or that.
Yeah.
Why don't you discuss that, Sheldon Richardson?
Yeah, that one time I should have been suspended for longer than I was for driving 143 with a kid in my backseat. I was being a good teammate then.
He's trying to give the kid a new appreciation of speed, man.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Is that what it is?
That's it.
Is that the defense?
That's it. You're going to learn to drive fast.
Right. He was also running from police at 143.
Oh,
they just weren't drag racing.
There were people following him with
bright
lights.
Right. So I'm a good teammate.
Yeah.
This guy. Now, even I'll give him clever points for, like, there's 15 reasons why this is a better locker room because Marshall wore 15. Fine. But he, again, this week went back to the well. And I don't understand.
Why are you concerned with that? You've got a new season you're embarking on. No one's picking you to do anything. And you're concerned with what a former teammate had to say or what he allegedly did in the locker room. Water under the bridge. I don't blame Todd Bowles for being upset and saying
fighting.
I'm done with this. And I got a quarterback who can't even break the huddle correctly. And you want me to worry about a guy who used to be here?
My number one wide receiver, who no one knows his first name, is now out
you
for the year.
Quincy.
People are calling him Chauncey. His name's Quincy. His back's falling out. And I got to worry about this guy talking about Brandon Marshall? Give me a drink. My pipe.
Yeah, well, that's disgusting.
I mean, for this shit, whatever Todd Bowles, he just needs to stay employed, whether it's with the Jets or somebody else, and needs to have a big enough job where he talks to the media. Because if we lose, like, the bi-weekly Todd Bowles conversation with that.
So we can move on, or the interview can be over. Either one is fine with me.
That's it. I'm putting my foot down. I'm done.
I already poured myself a drink.
Okay.
Claudette's in the back, so you guys, I'm okay with
you
leaving.
You want to stick with this line of questioning or what? I'm done with it. Can be done with it if you want me to be done with it, or we can talk about something else.
Is that peak anger? Is that how mad he got at Hackenberg for messing up the huddle? Like, Christian.
And you know that's how it is when you're a parent, right? Or your parent, they admonish you. And they say, I'm so disappointed in you. That stings. I don't know why, but that stings. Spitz said that to me once, man. It stung. Yeah. That one snow day I didn't make it in.
Uh-huh. You got the stern voice?
Oh, that stinks. And then if they use a voice like Coach Todd Bowles is using, that one, you know, it's just quiet. And they're not yelling and screaming, you can deal with. But when it's quiet like that and it's measured, that one. That one hurts.
Yeah,
we can move on or... Yeah. The interview can be over. Listen, either one is fine with me.
Listen, Johnny, either I can continue to be your father or I can put you up for an adoption. You know, or you can go and fend for yourself out there on the mean streets of Long Island. Which one is it going to be, son?
I could go either way.
I'm so disappointed in you, but I can live without you.
You know dads really well. I haven't found the right tone yet with my kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, invite me over. I got this.
I mean, they're really...
Listen here, you little bastard. Come here.
Yeah, they're really good kids. But, like, yesterday, my son wanted a Tic Tac. Like, it was going out of style. And they're, like, on the top shelf of this little, like, you know, like, stackable thing.
Right.
And it's out of his reach. And he's trying to get it. And he's going to pull the whole thing over. And, like, he does it every day. And I'm like, Jake, you cannot reach for this. So this time I was mad. And he's like, right, but Daddy, can I have a Tic Tac? I'm like, are you listening to me? I'm like, come on, dude. You cannot reach for this. It's going to fall on your face and break your nose. And then you're not going to care about Tic Tacs. Okay, excuse me, Daddy. Can I have a Tic Tac, please?
Which flavor?
You know what?
You're making it worse, Mike.
No, they're fancy ones now. They're strawberry something, but they're two different flavors. You're supposed to have them together, I think.
Yes.
So they melt together and make this new flavor. But he only wants one because he's three, so he doesn't get the whole thing. And he doesn't get anything, apparently. Small change in plans. It's Randy Cross who joins us.
Oh, hell no.
Abdul Smith's third biggest fan is on Gio and Jones in just a second on CBS Sports Radio.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.